I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Renowned opera singer Jesse Norman, who died last week, will be laid to rest tomorrow in Augusta. GPB's Robert Jemison has details on the plans to honor the life of the Grammy Award-winning soprano.
The four-day celebration of Norman's life began Thursday when hundreds of mourners traveled to Mount Calvary Baptist Church in Augusta to view the opera legend. Visitors from around the country are expected to attend Norman's funeral service being held Saturday at 1 p.m. in the Bell Auditorium. The lineup of distinguished speakers includes civil rights activist Vernon Jordan, Michael Eric Dyson, and the eulogy will be delivered by Elder Raymond Sturkey from a local church. Augusta natives Lawrence Fishburne and Wycliffe Gordon will also honor the singer, and Tony Award-winning artist Audra McDonald will perform a musical tribute. The celebration of Norman's life continues Sunday with a concert benefiting the Jesse Norman School of the Arts. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jemison.
Another federal subpoena has been issued in the bribery investigation of Atlanta's City Hall. More from GPB's Ross Durrell.
The U.S. District Court of North Georgia has asked Atlanta to provide all financial records related to former Watershed Commissioner Joanne Macrina. The government has also asked for her travel records and expenses from January to May of 2016, as well as any ethics training she received. Former Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed fired her in 2016, in part due to questionable international travel. This is just the latest in a long line of subpoenas issued for the former mayor's administration. Last year, the federal government requested 8 years of Reed's spending records. So far, 6 guilty pleas have been made in the corruption investigation. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
A drought affecting much of the South, including Georgia, continues to get worse. The dry conditions have most significantly affected one of the state's biggest industries, that being agriculture. A USDA crop report shows nearly 20% of Georgia's peanuts are in poor or very poor condition. Forecasters blame the heat along with the lack of rain. The state saw its driest September on record, and nearly 56 million residents are now living in drought conditions in part of 16 southern states. This according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Georgia's Department of Natural Resources has a message for anglers. If you catch a northern snakehead, kill it immediately. Northern snakeheads are an invasive fish that can breathe air and survive for days on land. A fisherman recently reported catching one in a private pond in Gwinnett County. State wildlife officials say it's the first time the species has been confirmed in Georgia waters. Snakeheads are native to Asia and are identified by their long, skinny bodies and brown, blotchy color. Officials are urging anglers who catch one to kill it, then report it on the DNR website. And Atlanta-based Delta Airlines is hiring 12,000 people through next year, this according to CEO Ed Bastian. The jobs include pilots, flight attendants, ground staff, and many other categories. Bastian says many of the new hirings are to replace workers who are retiring, as well as to prepare for expected growth. The company's third-quarter earnings beat Wall Street estimates behind strong demand for leisure and corporate travel. And some Georgia Southern University students are being accused of racism after reportedly burning copies of a guest speaker's book following her lecture about white privilege. The speaker was Janine Capo-Cruzet, an Hispanic professor from the University of Nebraska. A Georgia Southern spokesperson says the students' actions are protected under the First Amendment, but they do not align with the school's values. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We're at GPB News.